Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, arthritis, it's not something that affects humans. It's also a disease that can greatly impact the lives of our much-loved four-legged friends. But how do you recognise the signs of arthritis in your pet and what treatment is available? Well, to find out the answers to all of these questions and more, I'm joined by vet Sarah Bolins. Lovely to have you with us, Sarah. Do all of our pets have the potential to suffer from arthritis, our dogs and our cats?
Absolutely, yes, all pets do. It's just a natural process with joints. Most arthritis is down to wear and tear. So as our pets age, like us, their joints start to deteriorate and they can develop arthritis.
So in dogs, would you expect to see it at around 9 or 10?
Yeah, so in most dogs, they're kind of considered senior or geriatric from the age of 7 onwards. And I think the statistic is kind of for pets over the age of 8 years of age. And it's reported in kind of 60 to 80% of dogs that they will have it. Yes. And same with cats. They're geriatric kind of from about 12. And it's very prevalent in them as well.
Okay, so if you have a dog who's particularly active then throughout their life, and we all know the breeds that, you know, fly around the place, are they more likely to suffer because of wear and tear?
It actually affects all of our breeds, because the really active dogs, they tend to have very good anatomy. So if you think of like your really upright long dogs, they have well-built joints. And then some of our less athletic dogs, like let's say for example bulldogs, they have genetic predispositions to arthritis. Yeah. So unfortunately it is something that we can almost expect to happen in our pets. If we're lucky enough that they live into old age, these things just happen and we have to be prepared for it.
Okay, now lots of questions coming in as we would expect. So this listener has a almost 9-year-old border collie in great health, except for hip dysplasia in one hip, which was diagnosed at 2 years. And this listener has fed the dog fresh food, glucosamine, blue tip muscle supplements to support the joint. But he's now carrying the leg, and even the smallest run around results in him limping. Mm-hmm. Loxicom, which will probably make sense to you, is no use anymore. What's the next step?
Oh, goodness. Okay. Generally for arthritis, we say we take a multimodal approach. So supplements are a lot of the time they're our first step, because they're very safe, they're easily accessible, and they can be added into most dogs' diets without any consequences.
Do you include glucosamine in that?
Yes. So what I would say is not all supplements are created equal. Not all of them are as easily absorbed by our pets. So I would look into the type of glucosamine that you are giving them, and chondroitin is another supplement that can be given for support of healthy joints. Now, if it's bad enough that your dog is holding their leg, like lameness, holding up a limb, stiffness, they're symptoms of pain. They're not happening just because your dog is in too much of a rush or they don't fancy putting the leg down. Mm-hmm. It is discomfort.
They're sore.
Exactly. Yeah. So Loxicom is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. It is a brand name. There's lots of versions of it. But it's not the only medication. It's not the only prescription medication that can be given. As I said, we go with multimodal approach. So there's different types of pain relief that can be added in alongside the Loxicom that work in different ways. So Loxicom, say, will work on inflammatory pain, but there's also neurogenic pain. There's injections now that target the nerve growth factor. There's lots of development in terms of arthritis management. So it's certainly worth speaking to your vet. The other thing, there's a lot of adjustments that you can make to your home to make it a little bit easier for your dog. So ramps instead of steps. If you have a slippy surface on the rooms they're allowed in, like lino or tiles, to put down anti-slip mats, it makes movement a lot easier for them, and it makes them less likely to slip, which means they're going to be less likely to flare up the issue.
So, so if you have a wooden floor, you might consider putting in some sort of an anti-slip walkway for them.
Yeah, a lot of people just go into a local shop and pick up like those long doormats that you can get that have the rubbery bottom and then the kind of carpety top.
Yeah.
And you'll see the dog will take the path. If you make a path to, let's say, the door to their bed, to their food bowl, they will follow that path because it's more comfortable for them. Raising their bowl up can be helpful as well.
So that they don't have to drop the neck and
the head. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Now, that's more for front body arthritis, like neck shoulders, elbows. But there's a lot of adjustments you can make to your home, as well as adjustments that can be made to medical protocols to help.
This listener has a sausage dog, and the sausage dog has the early stages of arthritis. And the question is, should I be walking him less? He's still so energetic and wants to play, so I feel bad curtailing him. What is the advice on arthritis and exercise?
So generally the advice is that yes, exercise is important and movement is helpful. But rather than going for big long walks, keep your walks short and regular. Some people will head off on a Sunday and do a big trek with their dog, and then they pay the consequences for the rest of the week. They'll be sore and stiff. So having a regular short walk planned, so maybe 2 15-minute walks a day, would be a good level for a little dachshund. As well as that, use mental stimulation, puzzle toys, get them to sniff for things, scatter feeding. All of that will burn energy, even though it's not as walking and marching through the fields.
Yeah, so it's just an alternative to walking. It's doing the same job, really.
It's in addition to, so if you're shortening your walks, if you have an active little dog that's mad to go on a walk, they might not be satisfied by a 15-minute walk. And the 15-minute walk is great for the joints, but in terms of using their brain and getting a little bit of fatigue, the mental stimulation is great.
The games will help there as well. So Linda wants to know what she can do about preventing arthritis, because when she hears us talking about arthritis in pets, she thinks, oh no, what's coming down the track? So what are there any preventative measures you can take?
There are. It is inevitable in most pets. It's just a consequence of age, unfortunately. But yes, we can slow the progression and we can delay the onset. So one of the biggest things is having your dog nice and fit and light. If your dog is overweight, their joints are carrying that weight.
Yeah, they're under a lot of pressure, aren't they?
Yeah, so let's say, for example, your dog's supposed to be 5 kilos and it's weighing 6. That's an extra 20% of body weight on those little joints, and they're not built for it. So keeping them slim and trim is great. Certain games can be hard on the joints, like fetch, because they're turning really sharply. It's that sudden stop, sharp turn and return, and they will keep going. They'll go for hours because they love it.
Some dogs just love that, don't they?
They
and they'll do it anyway. You know, they'll do their tizzies even if you're not encouraging them to. It can be hard to stop them.
It can be. So for situations like that, you can, again, start with kind of mental stimulation. Hide the ball rather than throwing it. So give them a place to sit. You hide it and you can make it more complicated. And you don't have that sudden stop and turn then. That can be very hard on their knees and elbows. Joint supplements are great as well. And avoiding things like jumping off of great heights or jumping over gates and things like that, because when they land, the concussive forces on their elbows or their knees can be very intense.
Right. Okay. So keep the jumping down. Yeah. Can you ask your vet what treatments are available for a dog who is getting pain in their legs? So this is a retriever who's finding it hard to stand up. Aging. You can see the pain in her face. And this listener says they are old, really well loved, but I don't want them to be suffering. So that's a difficult situation, because that's obviously progressed to a stage now where the retriever is struggling to get up on the feet.
Yeah, and look, our large breed dogs suffer more intensely from it because they're heavier, they're bigger, and it's harder for us to help them. You know, a retriever could be 30 to 40 kilos. They can be very heavy. Yeah. So it's harder for us to support them. Mm-hmm. What I would say is, like, as I said to you previously, there are so many options out there for us. There's the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, there's the neurogenic pain relief, there's injectables, there's the supplements. Hydrotherapy can help, because what happens with arthritis, they become more reluctant to exercise, or they start using their limbs abnormally to try and prevent hurting themselves, and they get muscle wastage.
Yeah.
And as the muscles become weak, they're not as supportive for their frame.
So it's self-fulfilling.
Exactly.
So a visit to the vet, come up with a treatment plan. Mm-hmm. The other thing I want to ask you about, though, is whether if that person had access to a beach or to any sort of water where the dog could swim, does that help treat arthritis?
So the thing about swimming is that they're more buoyant, so it's less weight on the joints. So it can be a much more comfortable form of exercise for your pet. And movement is always helpful in reducing inflammation, in encouraging the production of synovial fluid in the joint, which is basically the lubrication of the joint. And friction is what causes the pain in arthritis. And so if we can encourage synovial fluid production, which is what the supplements try to do, that can be helpful. So absolutely. Now, there is proper formal hydrotherapy as well, which is like underwater treadmills and pool work, that there are trained people that will do an exercise program with your dogs that will target particular muscles that can help as well.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and some dogs don't like water, of course.
Some hate water, yes.
You won't get them in for love nor money, but for the ones who do, it might be worth trying it. Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you
to everyone for sending in their questions about their pets and arthritis. And Sarah will be back with us again soon to take even more questions.